Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
We're finally here. The top teams in college basketball have been determined, and the Final Four is set. Looking to wager on these games or the national championship? Head over to betonline.ag on your desktop or your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all updated odds and info, along with player props and new contests throughout the year. It's the best source for all of your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and everyone's favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the Washington Commanders and their 2022 NFL draft needs is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the Commanders, the new team on the block, the new name you can see. They got all the fresh new gear you can buy at NFL Shop, and we are talking about their draft needs today. A disappointing 2021 all in all, man. They were coming out hot in 2020, right? They almost beat Tom Brady and company. Last year, a bit of a down year. We'll see what they can do in this draft, what I think they can get, what their needs are, and how they can maybe get back on top in 2023.
That's right. And hopefully we'll answer the burning question in everyone's mind. Do we call them the Comms or we call them the Manders? Ooh. Because we're not going to say Commanders every single time. So this next season will go to show. The fans will decide when we're walking around, sitting at the bar. Are we going to be like, you watching the Manders game today? Or are you going to be like, you watching the Comms today?
That's a good question. We're
going to find out together. So without further ado, Mr. Logan Landers, tell us what are the draft needs for the Washington Commanders? And will we ever decide whether it's the Manders or the Comms?
I think I'm liking the Manders a little bit more, right? Because, I mean, Commanders is a bit of a mouthful, right? I mean, it's a little bit long, a little bit winded. So I think if you can shorten that down, we'll see. They might still have the Hogs, right? That's always one you can always go back in time. Mm-hmm. So you might just go a little bit historic. Like I said, we just got done, Jeremiah, talking about the Dallas Cowboys, our dude Vincent Turner's favorite team. Now we're kicking it to our favorite NFL draft scout's favorite team, the Washington Commanders. I know you don't like the name, but it is what it is. That's their name right now, bro. But let's talk about what his team can improve on. Let's talk about their draft. Let's talk about their free agency. Because, like I said, the draft is heavily influenced by what you do in free agency. They don't need a quarterback anymore. They got Carson Wentz from the Indianapolis Colts, traded for him. Their Taylor Heineke era is over. Didn't last too long. But they said, you know what, we can get Carson Wentz. They didn't get a whole lot. You know, they got him for pretty cheap. So I like the pick there. You're getting a veteran quarterback who is pretty solid, I think. I know he gets a lot of hate, but I think he's overall a very solid quarterback. Looking at some of the other guys that they have lost. They lost Brandon Sherriff, one of their longtime offensive linemen. He is with the Jacksonville Jaguars. They have acquired Andrew Norwell, though, in a bit of a bait and switch. They got Norwell from the Jaguars, going to the Commanders. They lost Matt Iadonis, who's going to the Panthers. They've lost Ricky Seals-Jones, going to the Giants. And they've lost a couple of other guys, but they've re-signed a lot of their big players. A lot of their guys were up for free agency this past year. The whole situation with J.D. McKissic of him potentially signing somewhere elsewhere, decided, you know, I think I want to come back to Washington. I want to wear those new uniforms and see how I can do this upcoming year. And they have a laundry list of guys who they've re-signed and people who's also still free agents at the moment who they might bring back. They might not. We'll see. But they've mostly been in re-signing mode as opposed to going out and getting a whole lot of new players. Now, looking at their draft status, looking at what how many picks they have and what number they are, they only have a handful of picks. So in the first round, they are pick number 11. In the second round, they are pick number 47. No third round pick, but in the fourth round, they come back with pick 111. No fifth round. In the sixth round, you got 187. And finally, in the seventh round, you are pick 228. So only five picks this year. And they are a little bit spaced out in the middle part of the NFL draft. So you gotta be good with this. You got to really hit the nail on the head and get things going here. So what can the new look Commanders get this year? What can they improve on and what can they draft? So I think one thing that they can really get in this draft, which is a very large abundance, is an offensive lineman, an offensive tackle, and someone who can just protect your quarterback and make sure he's not run around like a chicken with its head cut off. So definitely that's someone that you need to get, whether it's a lineman, whether it's a guard, a tackle, whatever it is, someone on the offensive line who you need to really help out your quarterback so he ain't running around a lot. Also, the next position they need to beef up that wide receiver room one more time. They got a pretty solid core, but you really need to get some more of those 3 through 5 guys. You got really good. You got McLaurin, who's a bit underrated. That's your number one go-to guy. But other than that, you can definitely improve in this draft. There's a ton of elite wide receiving prospects, guys who are route running demons, guys with the speed of a Jaguar, guys who can do whatever you want in the slot. You can find somebody in the draft who's going to put in some work at the wide receiving core, and I think that's what Washington can definitely help out. Also, their safeties, they need some help. They need some help in their secondary because they were getting burnt last year. The defense was probably the biggest letdown for a lot of Commander fans in 2021. I know that they had Chase Young. He did great, won the Rookie of the Year a couple of seasons ago. He had a down year last year. It is what it is. You need a Pat. You need someone who can get there, who can help out your secondary and the safeties primarily. But like I said, you also need some help on your defensive line. You need some help in the linebacking core. So I think their defense is definitely a big spot that you need to look at and really help out. I think that the Commanders can definitely do that. I know there is a lot of talk of them potentially acquiring a quarterback at the draft. I don't see that, Jeremiah. I don't see them going with getting a backup quarterback. I mean, they could maybe a late round, but with only 5 picks in this draft, I don't think you need to waste a draft pick this season on a quarterback who's just going to sit there while Carson Wentz plays this season. I get the whole thing of, you know, the injury prone. I put that in quotations because he played a large amount of snaps last year. I don't see that happening. I've seen a lot of articles, but I think if you can get a dominating wide receiver where there's a bunch of them, if you can help out your safety room, if you can help out your offensive line, I think those are the big keys. But with that first pick at number 11, you got to hit it good. And I think that with everything going on with this draft, they're going to have a lot to look at. I think they could go defense with the first pick because there are a lot of elite safeties and cornerbacks in this draft. So I think if you can go first round with a corner or a safety, just someone to help out that offense or that defensive presence, I think that'd be well. And then you can fill in the other gaps I've mentioned, the offensive line, the wide receiving room, and whatnot, in the other 4 picks you have available throughout the draft. So Washington, like I said, we're doing the whole NFC East. They had a down year last year. They still have a good amount of talent in that team. And if the Commanders want to compete for the NFC East title this year, hey, first off, listen to my advice. I'm not a scout, but still, I'm sure if the front office is watching this video, I think they know what they need to improve on. The draft is less than a month away, and we'll see what the Commanders, the Coms, the Manders, whatever we want to call them, what they can do in this 2022 NFL draft. I'm excited to see, but Jeremiah, like I said, I think the big key for them is go and help out your defense first because that was the big part last year that got them hurt. and what made their record suffer. So I think help out the defense and fill everything else in throughout the rest of your other four remaining picks. We'll see what they can do.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, we'll definitely see what they can do. Like you said, they only have five picks, so they have to be very strategic. It makes a lot of sense, though, you know, for them to do that. You know, the more I'm thinking about it, I think I'm going with a totally different route now. I think that we're going to mainly just call them Washington.
Oh, hey, why not, right?
Yeah, why not? Well, everyone at home, tell us, what do you think? If you're watching us live or listening to our podcast, we want to know, what do you think that we'll call the Washington Commanders throughout the season? And, of course, what do you think about their draft needs? Do you think that those five picks will be used very well? Who do you think that they'll pick first? And do you think they'll switch anything around as things progress in the draft? We want to hear from you. So please put it in the comments in our live video, or if you're listening to our podcast, you can go over and give us a little review anywhere that you love listening to us. And you can listen to us anywhere. You can listen to our podcast over on Spotify. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, and that's where you could leave us that amazing review. It could be really simple. Just give us 5 stars and say, hey, I love listening to the show. Boom, that's it. That's all you got to do. We love it. Thank you so much. That helps us so much. And especially the way you have been sharing our podcast via word of mouth, just telling your friends and family, hey, you've been listening to 100 Yards of Football? And just start the conversation right there, introducing them to our platform via just talking about it is actually the fastest way that we grow organically. So we appreciate you so much. And Mr. Logan Landers, we appreciate you for giving us the NFL draft prospects for the Washington Commanders for 2022. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.